Chapter 2 Charlie watched the truck's side mirrors as she backed the horse trailer with her patient to the large stalls at the back of her clinic reserved for horses and cows. She had laid hay on an old horse pad to soften the stall's cold concrete. With the bear's thick fur, none of that was really needed, but her love for creatures big and small wouldn't let her do anything less. Back inside the building, she stepped into the aisle separating stalls and leaned the pitchfork against the wall. She didn't want something to happen and have the bear end up injured more by falling on the three tines. Opening the trailer's gate, Charlie looked around it to see what the lying bear would do. He'd gotten in on his own. Would he come out also? From his prone position on the metal floor, one black eyeball looked up at her, then closed. Guess that was a no. Sighing, she shuffled through the stall toward the interior hallway. There were a couple of stakes in the fridge she could use to wrap medication in to lure him into the stall and knock him out, so she could pull the bullet from his hind quarter. Then a big, no, huge, cup of coffee would be called for. She'd be lucky to get to the office in time for the morning meeting. Being late was not part of her style, but the animals came first. Oh, shit. She'd forgotten to close the stall's back gate, leaving the bear loose if he decided to get up. She spun around and slammed into a broad, naked, muscular chest. Her defensive training kicked in, and she spun him and pinned him to the floor in 2 seconds flat. She pulled his arm farther back, bringing the shoulder socket close to popping out. Who are you, and why are you in my barn? She hadn't asked the most important question. Why was he naked? Because, hot damn, he looked good enough to eat. Not to mention he smelled divine, musky and woodsy. He jerked under her.
Shit, lady, I don't know who you are or where I am. I woke and saw someone walk out of the stall. Did you bring me here?
Charlie eased up her hold.
No, I didn't bring you here. And you weren't in the stall. I put hay down in an empty pen, so tell me the truth.
She yanked on his arm.
Ow, fuck, lady.
He bucked hard, but she held on.
Get off me.
Not until you tell me who you are and why you're here.
I just told you, I don't know who I am.
Whoa, he hadn't said that.
How can you not know who you are?
She jumped off his back and reached for the pitchfork along the wall. He slowly rolled to sit up. He must have realized then he was naked. His face flooded red and his hands quickly covered his junk. From the little she saw, he had nothing to be ashamed of. Her mouth suddenly felt dry. She pushed all that business aside. Now wasn't the moment to think of the last time she'd had sex. She couldn't remember when, anyway. She raised onto tiptoes and peeked over the gate to the stall. Damn, the bear was gone. Shit, shit, shit. Maybe he wouldn't go far, and she could find him and take care of his injury before it became infected. If the animal died because this asshole took her attention, she'd put a bullet in the guy's ass and push him out the door. After pivoting his front side away from her, he ran fingers through his soft brown hair.
Look, lady.
Dark circles marred the skin under his eyes.
I have a hell of a headache, and do you have anything I can put on? Shorts or sweats?
I have a lab coat in the office, but I'm not leaving you here by yourself while I get it. She waved the pitchfork to make sure he knew she had it. He rubbed his hands over his face.
Let's go.
He stood, keeping his front side turned away, which was fine with her. His backside looked pretty damn nice also. She wondered how he kept in such good shape. He wasn't a spring chicken. Probably her age, lower 30s. She noted a tattoo on his bicep, but couldn't tell what it was from her distance. As they walked up the hall, he kept his hands in front, probably covering himself. She smiled, thinking what his reaction would be if she made him put his hands behind his head. Shit. Tingles started in her lower belly, something she hadn't felt in a long time. Her prisoner stopped and took a deep breath. His head tipped back, and a growly groan escaped his throat.
Lady, you can't.
His tongue swiped across his lips. She waited for him to continue, and when he didn't, she prodded,
Can't what?
He turned his head enough for her to see his profile.